The problem that we have today is most people who call themselves Christians, evangelical Christians, get their religion from the Bible, and they get their lifestyle from the home in which they were raised, or they get it from the TV, or they get it from the world. And another important question is, what is important in a Christian home? How do you know what's important? Where do you get a value system in a Christian home? You know, in some homes, a white lie isn't a problem. Not a problem. You know, what's the big deal? White lie? Tell a little lie? Is that a problem? You know what? Why make a big deal out of that? You know, we live in a day in which most Christians, evangelical Christians, go to church 1 hour a week if they go. But if it's opening day, they probably don't go. I looked on a website not long ago of a church, and it said evening service, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. I thought that was very interesting. What that website was telling me was, our church is not going to interfere with your schedule. We're not going to take your time. We're not going to waste your time. You know, you come to church, you're going to be out at 7. Because I know that you have a lot of important things to do. And your life is very important. And the things that you do are very important. And we're not going to waste your time. What is that saying? Well, it's saying that in that home, there is no such thing as the Lord's Day. No such thing as the Lord's Day. You know, if the day is the Lord's, you don't have to be home at 7 o'clock, do you? But if the day is yours, better not mess up with my time. I got things to do. Now, the question is, how do you know what is valuable and what isn't valuable? Well, how do you know what's important in a Christian home and what isn't important in a Christian home? How would one set a value system in a Christian home? Now, let me bring up another subject. In Christianity, is modesty very important? Okay, let's ask the question differently. In Christian homes, I'm not saying should it be, but I'm going to say in Christianity in general, is modesty important? No. Really? Where'd they get that value system? Now, the question is, where do you get a proper value system? Okay? So you can really... now, let's put it this way. Let's put another twist to it. This one is pretty obvious. But our theme has been, a Christian home is a home that has a Christian culture. And it's a home in which the people, the children growing up there, hear the word of God. And I'm going to use a kind of a trite word here. hear the Word of God, and it clicks. There's a lot of people, young people, who hear the same sermons as other young people hear, and it doesn't click. And so what do typically people do? They say, well, they'll blame it on the church. They say, well, they got too many rules. I say completely opposite. When you don't have a Christian culture in your home, those young people are going to hear the same word of God that other people hear, and for them, it won't click. Because they are confused. All right? Now, I got to get back where I was at, and then we're going to be dismissed here. So, where do you get the value system? I'm going to propose you get the value system from the very obvious. You get it from the Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments, is lying one of the Ten Commandments? Okay? In the Ten Commandments, now we recognize that we're in New Dispensation, but in the Ten Commandments was honoring the Lord on His day. Was that part of the Ten Commandments? How much of the day was the Lord's? The whole day. Now, if you think, if somebody thinks they can violate the Ten Commandments and it's going to, they're going to have a, well, they aren't going to have a Christian culture. And it's not going to click. Because you're giving the wrong message. You know, you go to church and hear one message, and then you say, you know what? The rest of the day, I got all this stuff to do. I got all this stuff to do. I don't have time to go to church. Or, you know what? Better not have more than 1 hour. Okay, let's do a little bit more meddling. And this is my opinion, but churches that have switched to 5 o'clock. Now, on the foreign field, it might be a little bit different. You know, when the minute it gets dark along the equator, you're out for your life. But when a church has Sunday night at 5 o'clock, when do they get out? When do they get out? 6 o'clock. What are they going to do the rest of the night? Read their Bible? Pray? What are they going to do the rest of the night? Watch TV? Watch football? Oh, really? So they got to have it at 5 o'clock so they can watch the stuff that they think is important, that's more important than God. What about having church at prime time and taking all of prime time? And you go to church to get something accomplished. You go to church to get under the preaching and accomplishing something for God. Now, the question is, if you have a home in which church is an interference, guess what? The Word of God's not going to take root in that home. Not going to take root. Not going to work. Okay, so that's I want you, in your discussion groups, you need to go through the Ten Commandments and think about, well, what does this say how valuable this is? Okay, I mean, if you have 10 commandments from God, How valuable are they? Do we have the choice to pick and choose? Or does God say, hey, this is the top of the list? Okay, now, I didn't bring one today, but I'd encourage you, if you want to, of course, Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, Jesus explains that the Ten Commandments is not only in outward form, but it's inward form. And the last commandment, thou shalt not covet, is not only, it's primarily inward, isn't it? And it shows itself outward. And so when people say the Ten Commandments are just a list of do's and don'ts, they've missed the whole message of the Bible. Because, you know, if a person loves God, they're going to want to know what is right, and they're going to want to obey it, aren't they? If you love me, keep my commandments. Matthew 5:21. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. So right here, the Lord is saying it's not just the outward thing. It's everything that leads up to it. Right? It's everything that leads up to it. You know, it's not just drunkenness will condemn a person to hell, but what the first thing that leads to drunkenness is a sin, isn't it? The first drink is a sin. And that's what it's really saying here.